Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, thank you for tuning in today. My theme for this program is simply, the past is past. Well, last weekend we decided we needed to clean the garage. This is definitely one of those times that I was thankful I had a big husky man to help me, not only move the boxes, but especially to kill the spiders and crickets. Oh, and I wonder what condition your garage is in. I can't believe the clutter I've accumulated. Of course, I do have such things as my grandson's snow skis, boots, clothes, and so on, so I don't have to take all the blame for myself. But as I was deciding what to give away and what to store for some more years, I also stumbled across a box full of old programs, awards, and retreat announcements where I'd been speaking. And then there were other boxes of writing research materials, ideas for books I'll probably never write. Yeah, it was hard to not get sidetracked and be lost in past memories, keeping me from the task I'd set for myself. But it set me to thinking about my past. Like all of us, I have some wonderful memories of childhood, school, college, children, grandchildren. But what about those memories from our past that are hurtful, painful, maybe even devastating? Have we boxed them up and put them in the garage of our mind to pull out periodically and go over them, relieving the pain and the hurt? As I sit here at my computer writing, I'm reminded of the scripture from the old prophet Isaiah. He wrote, "God said, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in your wilderness." Oh, what a blessed promise for all of us, a road in our wilderness. Well, I'm going to play some music by Carol Roberson, and then I'll be back with some ideas of how we might be able to put the past in our past. The song Carol is singing is titled, "Is There a Mountain?"
Is there a mountain that I need to climb? Is there a valley you want to make mine? Is there a river I need to cross through? Whatever it takes, I'm willing to face to be close to you. Dear Lord, I believe with all of my heart that the old rugged cross gave me a new start. But somehow I've lost the touch of your hand, and I'm willing to do and to go through anything you command. Is there a mountain that I need to climb? Is there a valley you want to make mine? Is there a river I need to cross through? Whatever it takes, I'm willing to face to be close to you. I be in your perfect will. If it takes a mountain, if it takes a hill, remove anything that stands in the way. Whatever the price to have you in my life, dear Lord, I pray. Is there a mountain that I need to climb? Is there a valley you want to make mine? Is there a river I need to cross through? Whatever it takes, I'm willing to face to be close to you. Whatever it takes, I'm willing to face to be close to you.
Oh, is there a mountain you need to climb? Some past memory you need to give up? Well, in this song it says Jesus will be with us as we climb our mountain, as we work through our difficulties in life. Yes, even putting the past behind us. Well, just before the song, I was talking about cleaning our garage. Even though it was hot, I was determined. No more boxes full of things I'll never use and haven't looked at in years. No more cluttering up the garage with useless junk. Well, this whole process makes me think of something far more difficult: cleaning the junk in my heart and head that I've been saving for no good reason. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this process will be easy. It's not. In fact, sometimes the more we try to forget something, the more we seem to remember it. But we can go to God, and He will help us get free from our vicious, painful cycles in our mind. I'm not suggesting that we pretend our mistakes and failures, or even what other people have done to us, doesn't matter. It does. And to be realistic, we can't always prevent our past from raising its ugly head. But we can begin again today to ask God to help us forgive where forgiveness is needed, and especially forgive ourselves. Choosing to walk in forgiveness with God is a very powerful tool to help us put our past behind us. So how about you, dear friend? How about the clutter in your heart? Are there things you need to clear out, throw away, people you need to forgive, so you can march forward into the future God has for you? Interestingly, God is saying first, don't dwell on the past, so He can do a new thing in your life. And all through the book of Isaiah, God says to us, don't be afraid. I am with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Yes, we can trust the Lord to help us clean our mind from the hurts of the past, too. Let's ask God to clean out the junk in our mind while I play this song for you. This wonderful song expresses it very well. It says, God made a way, and it's by the signature Sound Quartet.
I am going to a city far beyond the sky. I have made my reservation for my home on high. My soul was bought at Calvary by the Father's only Son, and He has my mansion ready when my work is done.
God made a way,
made a way for me.
He's coming back someday. He's gonna take me home to stay. I'll live forever. All along that golden shore. Oh, what a wonderful, happy day.
Will be ready, I'll be going home. Never more to be discouraged, never more to roam. And on some happy
I shall rise. I will go to meet my Lord, and yonder in the sky
God made a way,
made a way for me.
Beyond the Christmas tree is coming back someday. He's gonna take me home to stay. I'll live forevermore, all along that golden shore. Oh, what a wonderful happy day. Home to stay, I'll look for it.
In the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, and I've been talking about not letting our past control us. I read a story years ago about when exporting monkeys from Africa was big business. Capturing the monkeys without harming them was a problem, however. One day, some hunters decided to use the monkey's natural curiosity. So they put a stone in a large clay pot and tied the clay pot to a tree. Soon, a monkey's curiosity got the best of him, and he came over to see what was in the pot. He put his hand deep in the pot to see what was in there. Alas, he could not get his hand out with the stone still in it, but he tugged and pulled and eventually exhausted himself. He was not letting go of that rock. Finally, he collapsed in exhaustion, his hand still tightly grasping the stone. Well, after throwing a net over the monkey and breaking the pot, the hunters took tired animal captive, the monkey all the while still clutching that rock. I wonder, how often do we hang on to our problems, resentments, or even abusive relationships, only to be defeated and ultimately held captive? Yes, we could be free. Jesus always lets us choose. We can release ourselves to Him and ask Jesus to help us get free. Or we can keep hanging on to the very things that will keep us in bondage. Today, I hope you'll ask Jesus to help you begin that journey of freedom and wholeness so you can be free from the hurts of your past. Well, in the Bible, the Apostle John wrote, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." And that's what Jesus came to do, to set us free. If we ask Him to help us, He will help us let go of the pain of our past. Well, there's a wonderful song that explains why we can trust God and that He will set us free if we ask Him. The song explains, "He'll find a way." And so here are the celebrant singers.
At times the load is heavy, at times the road is long, circumstances come your way, and you think you can't go on. When you're feeling at your weakest, Jesus will be strong. He'll provide an answer when you found all hope is gone. He'll find a way. For I know that if He can paint a sunset, put the stars in place, I know if He can raise the mountains and calm the storm-tossed waves, and if He can conquer death forever to open heaven's gate, then I know for you,
I know for you,
He'll see you through, He'll find a way.
While you hold our broken pieces to a life that makes no sense, He wants to lift you up and hold you and mend each torn even.
Remember He's there.
He'll pick up the pieces that you thought had all been spent.
Today I've been talking about forgiving people or forgetting events in our past, and earlier I likened it to cleaning out my garage, getting rid of the junk. Well, in the Bible, the Apostle Paul, who was highly educated, yet he was also known for hunting down and killing the new Christians. This was one man who had a really bad past, but later he wrote, "This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, I press forward to what lies ahead." Are we determined to forget what lies behind? I know many people don't fully understand what it means to forget the past. They wonder, how can I forget something that happened to me? Well, there's one definition of the word forget that really is applicable here. It means to intentionally disregard or overlook something. That's such an important statement. Let me repeat it. To forget means to intentionally disregard or overlook something. We can choose to intentionally disregard the hurts of our past so they don't keep us from moving forward. If we don't let go of our old problems, we'll never be able to embrace our new future. It doesn't matter what happened in your history, it's time to forget what lies behind. Like Paul, we need to make the choice today to press forward. Whether you live in countries where you're struggling with wars, or maybe earthquakes or recent flooding and destruction, like in our own country, or perhaps you've had a personal disaster happen to you, you can trust that God's working behind the scenes on your behalf. As you choose to forget what lies behind and press forward, you will begin to experience the future the Lord has promised. Well, while I play this song for you, ask God to help you choose to forgive and press forward to the wonderful future that He has in store for you. Now here's the Gaither Vocal Band singing, "Hide Thou Me."
Oh,
Yes, like the song, sometimes you may feel discouraged, but we can always run to the Lord and ask, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Yes, that's the best place that we can be, sheltered by the Lord, hidden in a place of safety. One scripture from the old prophet Joel has always encouraged me as I choose to put the past behind me. He writes that God said, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. So no matter where you are today, in what part of the world, or what happened to you in your past, or even what happened this morning, I know that God wants to give you a new future filled with hope in spite of your circumstances today. Like Paul, you too can break free of the hurt, the pain, your past mistakes, and even your sins of the past. As we take those steps to forgive and be free, we can depend on God's promise that He will restore our years. Yes, He will restore the years the locusts have eaten. In fact, I believe that God wants our future to be more abundant and full of hope, peace, and joy than any time in our past. So, if you're struggling with your past, you can email me at the website the announcer will give you at the end of the program, and I'll be happy to send you a little book that I've written about forgiveness and moving on out of your past. So email or write to me, and I'd love to hear from you. Just tell me what you're thinking about, or let me know if there's a certain song you want me to play. And just a reminder, this program is not sponsored by any church or organization. It's the gifts of you, dear listeners, that help to keep this program on your station. So do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.